You know, I reverse engineered a plot. A plot against me. P-L-O-T. And the Holy Spirit was showing me the whole time. And it all started to make sense, you know. Everything was adding up, you know. And the last 3 weeks, I'm able to just kind of lay it out on a piece of paper. And it's obvious what was going on. And so that plot was destroyed by God Almighty, because I said, Lord, I said, show me without a shadow of a doubt, 100%, clear as all get out, what is going on. And sure enough, he did. And today, just now, leaving the restaurant, I said, I had a deja vu moment, and I knew this deja vu moment, I knew exactly what it was. The deja vu moment, I had already lived this out before. And everything that you go through, even as a child, it repeats. When I was like four, I had a cousin who was eight. They said he tried to kill me. I turned blue or whatever, escaped that. Then I had some other people try something in college, escaped that. Tried some other stuff. So couple of exes tried to make up stuff. I escaped that. And so I've had a coworker. I had a coworker try to mess me up. Escaped that. And then that one lady recently, about 2 years ago, she stole money. She said she was all bent out of shape. She stole money from that lady. And I listened to her talk. As soon as I heard her say something that was just totally revealed her character, I said something about, yeah, when I got saved and opened up my Bible and I could see it in her eyes opened up. She didn't know I was a born again. And when I said that, she was shocked. She knew she better run because she knows who's protected by the Most High. And so I don't know how she knew, but I could just see the fear in her eyes. I mean, whatever her plan was, the fear of God was in her eyes. She knew. So she had gotten over on so many people. Whatever her scheme was, it scared her so bad she didn't come back. And the lady she was supposedly paying the money back to, she never came back to talk to her either. She might be dead, who knows. If somebody's always doing evil, they pretty much, God's going to take them out eventually. Something's going to happen. They're going to cross the line with somebody sometime, and God's going to take them out. I mean, you really think about that. There's a verse that says, touch not mine anointed, and do my servants no harm. I want you to really think about that. If there's anybody listening to me, I want you to really think about what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a saint of the Most High, and you're trying to take them out. Have you lost your ever-living mind? Do you not know God will torment you with demons and torment you with your own kind? And the very thing that you try to do to somebody else is going to be done to you. Don't you understand that? And it might be tenfold or thousandfold. And if you don't get right, it is going to be a thousandfold burning in hell forever. And you have no conviction of sin. You have no conviction of doing wrong. Have you lost your ever-living mind? Even if you would have accomplished what you were planning, which I know, I put all the data points together. It makes total sense. I know what was planned. Even if you did accomplish it, you would still be tormented and you would still reap what you sow. And if any saints listen to me, see, the reason they think it's okay because they don't believe in being born again. They're religious but lost. They have sold their soul to the devil, to the dark side so much. And they think because of their pride, they got away with it. And they think that they could fool mankind, men or whoever. But God is sitting there watching. And if you listen to them talk, their mind is so corrupt, they can't even think normal anymore. They can't even have a logical, normal conversation. And I don't know if it started in the childhood. I don't know, you know, where it started. But I'd say it started probably in the teens. You know, something happened to this person and they had a choice to make. Do I go to the dark side or I go to the light? And they chose the dark side. And so that's their choice. They made that choice when they were in the probably like 16, 17, 18, something like that. They made the choice to go to the dark side. Maybe they made the choice at 14 and they didn't really do anything bad. They just started experimenting with how to manipulate people. And then by the time they hit 16, 17, 18, they got really good at it. And then they got bitter at people because I guess the narcissist sees people when they're putting on their act. Nobody really likes the real person, so they have to put on the act. Because the real person is just nothing but pride and ego and rebellion and rebellious and just like the scorner, you know. The real person is so evil, nobody wants to put up with them, so they have to put on a show, you know. Because they chose the dark side. Kind of like that little kid on the, I don't know if it was the Andy Griffith show. There's this little redheaded girl that she would always cause trouble and pretend like she wasn't doing anything. I think it was the Andy Griffith show or an offshoot of the Andy Griffith show, and her name was Nell, N-E-L-L. And so she was so evil as a child in that show, it just showed you her bent attitudes, the way that she was bent. And some people are just bent for evil, bent towards evil. And it's hard to believe that these people are that evil, but they are. They're bent towards evil. And they're not going to change most of the time unless they really got born again. And if I'm talking to a person, they say they're Christian and all that, and I say, when did you get born again? Well, I got saved. No, when did you get born again? I want to know your born again birthday. They don't even know what you mean by that. If they can't tell you, hey, I got born again. I was born again. Praise God. Hallelujah. I once was lost, but now I'm found. If they have no, you just feel it in their voice, their excitement. They're excited. They were hell bound. But they can't, just like that lady at the restaurant. She got saved a year and a half ago. She said, I was born again a year and a half ago. What? And she's only like in her 20s. But you got people in their 30s and 40s, 50s, 60s. They didn't ever even know how to say, I was born again. They can't say it. And they're not excited about it. And they don't have tears in their eyes. I was going to hell, she said. And she had tears. I started to cry. She was starting to cry. Because she saved. When she gave me her testimony, I started to cry. I tried to tell her not to marry that lost dude, but she married him anyway. That won't, either he'll get saved or it won't last. That'd be nothing but trouble. If you're born again and you're out there, and you're saying, well, I'm by myself. Well, God spreads salt all over the place. you're the salt of the earth. So he puts you there. There might be one or two people. It might be 10, it might be 100, but there might be one person you rub shoulders with, and you might be dead and gone, and they heard the gospel and they got saved. It might just be that one person that heard the truth. It might be that one person that needed to hear the truth. So I had to contemplate what happened, what the plot that was set up against me. And no matter how evil it was, I had to forgive everybody involved. And I know some people disappeared off the scene, and they were probably part of it. And they probably disappeared off the scene because they're scared. Which I don't blame them. They better disappear off the scene. Because God, even if they might not have been an active player, but they were passive players. God knows. They think they can do some kind of spell work to avoid their karma, but they can't. You reap what you sow, the Bible says. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Get ready. If somebody's trying to steal something will be stolen from somebody around you. If somebody's trying to take somebody out, somebody around you might go away. I saw that happen. This one family started chasing me, messing with me. I was just going about my business. And a friend of mine said, "Oh, did you hear that such and such died?" "No, I didn't know it." 3 months later, "Did you hear his mama died?" "No, I didn't know that." "Did you hear the dad died?" "No, I didn't hear nothing about it. I didn't know nothing about it." People just started falling like, what's the word? They just started disappearing like it was nothing. Really wild stuff. Hard to believe these people even exist. Why don't you just work hard and save your money and get out of debt and mind your own business and quit trying to mess with people? A lot of it could have been revenge, you know. I don't know why they would think they had to get revenge on somebody who hadn't done nothing to them. Could have been a paid agent. Somebody else that felt betrayed a long time ago, and they've been waiting 20 years to do something, but they never could look in the mirror, and maybe they were the problem from the get-go. It could be something 20, 30 years ago, and that people have felt betrayed, but they were the problem. Maybe something bad happened in their life, and who knows? It's awful strange that certain people don't show up anymore and don't talk, and don't communicate. And it's awful strange, people see you walk in the door and they're like, "Oh, you're still breathing?" Yeah. A born-again saint is protected by the Most High. Even if you don't believe it. Maybe you'll believe, maybe somebody will get saved through all this. Maybe somebody will get saved. Maybe the ones with the evil intent will get saved, and maybe they'll start winning some souls. Remember what happened to Apostle Paul? Apostle Paul said he was persecuting the church, trying to take them out. He got saved and he became a soul winner. He became a soul winner because God saved him. And can you imagine trying to send people to hell all them years? God saves you and you have a debt. He said, "I'm the least." He said, "I'm worst of sinners." Apostle Paul was the worst of sinners. he started winning souls. He started winning souls. If God saves you, you're going to try to win some souls because you know you're just thankful that you got saved. And you want to see other people get saved. Even your enemies. Even your enemies, you would hope your enemies would get saved. You're not their enemy. You didn't even know you had enemies. And they come out of the word works. You're like, where'd you come from? I thought, what's an enemy or frenemy? What are you? Who are you? Where'd you come from? What kind of game are you playing? What kind of racket is this? What, you got a contract? You got an insurance policy on me or something?